Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Mem Dalad. Mem Dalad. Today we're going to talk about the Kedusha of the Har HaBayis Bizman Hazeh. That's where today's topic, again, from many perspectives we could talk about that. We'll talk about it from one perspective. Where does this come up? Right in Tosfos, right here on daf Mem Dalad Amar Al. The Gemara says, on the bottom of Gimel Amar Beis, coming up on today's daf, the Kohen Gadol starts the Avoda, and he of the base of the Yom Kippur, and he leaves the person mixing the blood on the fourth tile in the Heichal. So the Gemara says the fourth tile in the Heichal, that can't be. Nobody can be in the Heichal. Nobody's allowed to be in the Heichal when the Avoda of the Ketores is done. So what does it mean in the Heichal? So the Gemara says, you're right, it doesn't mean in the Heichal. Tani Shel Heichal, it means the tiles outside the Heichal. Outside the Heichal. And the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Tana Rabbanan, V'chol Adam Lo Yia Ba'Oel Moed. Nobody is allowed to be in the Oel Moed, in the Heichal, during the Avodah of the Ketores. Yachal Afilu Ba'Azara. You might think a person can't even be in the Azara when the Kohen Gadol is in the Kodesh Kadashim, right, which is a separation, right, because you have the Azara, you have the Kodesh Kadashim, and then the Heichal, and then the Ulam, and then the Azara. So you might think he can't even be in the Azara. Rashi, Lo Yia Adam Omeid. So Tamalara Ba'ol Moed. No, only means in the Heichal. In the Heichal he can't be. Ainli Ela Ba'ol Moed Shabbat Midbar. You might think this is only he can't be in the Heichal in the Midbar. Shilo Be'Salami Minayin. How do I know that the later structures, the Mishkan in Shiloh for 369 years, Be'Salami in the base of Mikdash, how do I know the same halacha applies? Tamalomar Bakodesh. Bakodesh, that adds in the later structures also. Ainli Ela B'Shas HaKtar, B'Shas Matadomi 9. How do I know not only B'Shas HaKtaris, but also B'Shas that the Kohen Gadol sprinkles the blood in the Kodesh Kedoshim? Tabalomer Bavo Lachaper. Ainli Ela B'Kinisaso. I only know on the way in, B'Tiyasomi 9. How do I know until he comes out? Tabalomer Ad Seiso. B'Chulu. And the Gemara tells us. Tosfos deals with the issue of once you know it for the Mishkan, why would you need a separate Makar for the later Mishkan and for the Beis HaMikdash? Aren't they similar? Tosfos quotes, no. We have other places also that we have separate sources. V'chiyai gavna rinim perek kaman, perek hotziulo, gabi maila ashan, perek shnei seirim, tanya hamid bar, l'rabos nova givon, shila beislamim, perek shnei besota. So you could have other contexts as well. And Tosfos deals with, why is that? Right, a little later on, Tosfos says, what, once you have, aren't they all a kiyam of asuli mikdash? So why would you need separate psukim? Tosfos says in the middle of Tosfos, "Veli nira avagav de mikdash ikri mishkan afilu hachi biyahid shvuis ayri leinyan tuma sakadai dechamina lechalik beinayu kivan dechalukin him leinyan tuma dikas of mikdash hava amina dinhu detame." Fine, mikdash. Then I understand that there's a problem with Tamei Shenichnas LaMikdash Chayev. Why? Sherei Isuro Isser Olam. Because the base of Mikdash is Isser, is forever. Isser Olam, it's eternal. V'yafilu Basar Danafon Lechitza. Even after the walls of the base of Mikdash, after the Churban. Chayev and Alamako Mishum Tuma. The Isser of Knisa LaTuma LaMakom HaMikdash applies, Tosfos holds, even after there's no base of Mikdash. Avo B'Mishkan La'achar Shenasu Misham U'Pirku. But by the Mishkan, after they travel from the place where the Mishkan was, and they took it apart, the Hamidu B'Makom Acher, and they stood it up in another place, Ein Chayev and Alamakom HaRishon. The first Makom is not Kadosh anymore. It's not eternal Kedusha. And therefore, I would have thought Tuma only applies, the Knisa Tamei LaMikdash only applies to the base of Mikdash, because that is eternal Kedusha. And then Tosfos quotes the other way, because of Mishkan, I've been a Dinu Shechayev Alav, Levisha Nimshach B'Shemana Mishcha. Right, the Mishkan that had the Shemana Mishcha, the anointing oil, V'Asr Ligabo B'Tuma, Afiluk Shumafurak, Aval Avne Heichal, Shen Nashru, Mutur Ligabo Hem B'Tuma, V'Chulu. So there's a Chumra either way. But Tosfos holds that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash in the spot applies forever. So this is really a Machlokas Tanaim and a discussion in the Rishonim. The Mishnah tells us in Meseches Kelim, Eser Kedushos Heim, in the first parak, the only parak that has something to do outside of Kelim, and that is the first parak, the Eser Kedushos. There are 10 Kedushos of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael Mekudash is Mikala Aratzos. Eretz Yisrael is Mekudash, more sanctified than all other lands. What is the Kedusha? My Kedushasa. Kedusha is always reflected with Halacha. Shemivim Mimena HaOmer Bikurim Shtei Halechem. These are brought from Eretz Yisrael, not from Chutz Laretz. Ayar Samukavas Choma is the next level of Kedusha. And then, Lifnim and Achoma, Mikudash Mehem, Sheoch Lasham Kachi Kalamaiser Sheni, within the walls of Yerushalayim. Har Habayis, Mikudash Bimenu. Har Habayis is more Mikudash from the rest of areas within Yerushalayim, she'ein zavim v'zavos, needless v'yoldos, nechas l'masham, someone who has tumah, hayotzi migufo, is not allowed to go onto Har HaBayis. Chachel mekudesh b'menu, the little area around the Azara, the chel, is also more sanctified than that. She'ein ovdik ha'chavim v'tamei meis nechas l'masham, a non-Jew or a tamei meis is not allowed to go into the chel. Ezra's nashim is more mekudash, and Ezra's Yisrael is more mekudash, and Ezra's kohanim is more mekudash. Keep going in inside. So there are levels of kedusha, and these levels of kedusha, it says that a tamei meis cannot go into the chel. That's the distance where it's one has to ultimately stop. The Tosefta in Shavuos, in the first parak, tells us that we have to be very careful about these halachas of Tumas Mikdash. Hayir Shimon Omer, Kasha, Tumas Mikdash, Vekadashav, Mikol Averos Shabbatorah. Wow. Tumas Mikdash, which is a lot of the first two prakim of Masecha Shavuos, is describing all the halachas. So Tumas Mikdash is very serious. Shekol Averos Shabbatorah, Miskaperes Besir Echad. One seir, uvet tumas mikdash v'kadoshim, is kaperes b'shloshim v'shnayim seirim. You need more. A lot of the karbanas musaf. Kol aver shabbator is kaperos pamachas bashana. Tumas mikdash v'kadoshim is kaperos b'kol chodesh v'chodesh. Right on Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, one has to take it very seriously, the halachas of tumas mikdash v'kadoshim. Right? There's a Rashi in Hosea in the third parak that is one of the things we forsake. So we have to make sure we do our best to know these halachas. But it starts with recognizing that this kedusha of Har HaBayis, even bizman hazeh, right? The Rambam tells us this in Perek Vav of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, right? Kol makom shelo nase b'kol elu k'seder hazeh ein kiddush gamor. V'zeh she'asa Ezra shtei todos zikaron hu she'asa. Right? When Ezra described in the Sefer Ezra, he had a whole description of being mekadesh the Beis HaMikdash. He really didn't need to do that fully, the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash's kedusha is forever. Lo b'masav niskadesh hamakom, shlo hayasham lo melech le'ur metumim, u'bemen niskadesh b'kedusha shrishona, shekitsha shlomo, shu kidesh ha'azara, v'yushalayim l'shaita v'kitsha l'asalavo. The rest of Eretz Yisrael is a discussion about kitsha l'shaita, v'lo kitsha l'asalavo, kitsha l'asalavo, right, first kedusha, second kedusha, kibush chazaka, the Rambam, but the kedusha of Beis HaMikdash is forever from the times of Shlomo HaMelech, right, that is the Rambam Shita, Kidsha L'Shaita, V'Kidsha L'Asilava. Right? And this is what the Rambam says, and this is what the Mishnah in Megillah assumes, right? The Mishnah Megillah tells us in the end of the first parak, V'Kedushas Yerushalayim Ein Achareha Heter. There's no heter. You have to go through the different stages of Karbanos in history. Or the last parak of Zvachim talks about the different stages. Bo'ol Yerushalayim Nesra Abamos L'Hayla Mod Heter. That's it. That's what the Mishnah seems to say. That's what the Rambam says. This Kedush of Har HaBayis, Bizman HaZeh, even without a Beis HaMikdash. So what is the Pesach of discussion? And that's the Raavad. The Raavad on this Rambam. The Raavad on this Rambam has a line which is much discussed. The Raavad's Lashon is, here, on the Rambam, when the Rambam says, Kedusha Rishona Kitsha Shlomo, Amar Avram, Svaras Atzmo Hizu. This is the Rambam Svara that it has full Kedusha. V'lo Yadati Me'ayin Lo. Doesn't know where he got it from. Ubekama mekomos b'mishnah im ein mikdash yirakev. Right, if there's no mikdash, then the meiser sheni fruit have to rot. Ubekamara amru denafal mechitzas. The walls fell down. Alma lamanda amar kedusha rishona lo kidsha la asin lavo lo chilek be mikdash the Yerushalayim l'shar Eretz Yisrael. The Rama comes up with this chiddush gadol that the rest of Eretz Yisrael. That's the whole discussion of kedusha rishona kidsha la shaita v'kidsha la asin lavo or lo kidsha la asin lavo. But the kedusha of the mikdash and Har HaBayis, that's for sure. Even the manda amar lo kidsha la asin lavo, the base of mikdash, the makom is kidsha la asin lavo. The Rava says, where does he get this from? No, there's no kedusha. Ulo od elashani omer shafilu Rabbi Yosi to amar kedusha v'shinina kedusha kitcha la'asilavo olo amar elo l'shara Eretz Yisrael. And even the other way, even if you say kitcha la'asilavo, the rest of Eretz Yisrael avol Yerushalayim ula mikdash lo amar. Just the opposite. Yerushalayim beis hamikdash is totally on beis hamikdash. And lo amar lefisha haya yodea Ezra shah mikdash v'yushalayim asidim lishtanos ulhiskadish kiddush acher olami b'kvod Hashem la'olam. Says the Raavad, Ezra knew that the Beis HaMikdash would not be eternal, and therefore he didn't imbue it with eternal kedusha, and therefore there's a limit. Kach nigla li misod Hashem li reyav, famous lashon of the Raavad. He had a vision about this, but then he adds in the last seven words laficha chanichnas ata sham. Ein bo karis. Therefore, if somebody goes on to Har HaBayis Bezman HaZeh, there is no karis. Those are the words that have baffled us over the past 700 years or so. What does the Rav mean by Ein Bo Karis? Does he mean that there is no Kedusha on Har Bayis Bezman Hazeh, and therefore one can walk on there? Ein Bo Karis, Ein Bo Karis is not as strong of a Lashon as he could have said, but is that what it means? So if you look in the Me'iri Yeshua's Naftezayin has a day like this. Remember, the Me'iri was also in Provence, along with the Ravid. They were neither of them, I don't think, were ever in Eretz Yisrael. And they heard Shmuos, the Me'iri says, because the Ravid. And then he adds, whoa. He quotes a minog. What I've heard, that people walk out to Arabias. Where does he get this from? Doesn't say anything. And the Radvaz also. The Radvaz, one of the great right poskim, was in the expulsion from Spain when he was a little boy, and he ended up in Tzfat, then in Egypt for many years, chief rabbi of Egypt. Then he came back to Eretz Yisrael. Da says the Radvaz, ki arad rivit sover ki aidna ein kares l'mishu nechnas l'mikdash v'chein timsa b'hasaga. The roofs, the upper stories, either way, he says you can add on the rivet as a tzad lahakel b'makam suffik for certain sfeikos that arise. So this is the rivet. So according to the Ravid, according to the Me'iris Mesora, so does this mean it's mutter? There's machlokas rishonim about this? So the answer is no. Number one, even if the Ravid meant it, he's a das yachid. Right, Rav Avadia in Chelek Aleph Simen Chafev Yichav Adas, he lists off those who do not hold like the Ravid. Holds like the Rambam. Yaval Pisha Ravid Bahazago Sover Shebu Isakaris. Ha'ikr Gedivar Rambam. Shekol Rabosenu Harishonim. Maskimim Gedvarev, and he has five lines listing all the Rishonim that list agree with the Rambam. Balitosa, Sefer Chumar, Lesbi Metz, the Smag, the Marami Rutenberg, and the Rush, and the Rashbates, Vechulu. And then he quotes Vachem Pasu Gedoli Achronim. Besides the Rishonim, you have all the Achronim, the Magen Avram, and the Avnei Nezer, and the Ben Yitzian, and the Mishnah Brura, and the Ridvaz, and Rav Kook. Right, all we passing like the Rambam, even if the Ravid meant it. So number one, even if the Ravid meant it, we don't paskin like him. No, and the Minchas Yisrael even has the line Ein Adom Shmiel Ri'ya. What the Me'iri heard and what we see, you know, there's a big difference. So he quotes this Me'iri, the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Hei Simen Aleph, the Chutz Ma Sha'af Im Nagu Oz Kain, even if there was some type of minag then, Mikomakom Me Oz Va'ad Ata, for Neschazek HaAlach HaLamayisek HaRama V'Shar Bro Poskim, there's no such minag now. Chabi Adenu Deinu Shdoma Shmiel Ri'ya. There's no, you can't compare. Variagon, I'm Meiri Zal Shaya Rachok Meirushalayim, because of Rachal Pia Shmua, Kimifurish Bidvarav, Ulu Umase, Yishpanu Eidus Re'ia, the Kafter Vatherach, Hashaya Gamkim is Manahi, the Kafter Vatherach was at the same time, and he was in Yerushalayim, right? And he says, nobody, the Lavo Rak Arak Salmel is Palav, Lomiak Salmel of Nim. He doesn't quote any type of minhag of going further in, just going up to the walls to Davin. Also, so even if the Rav meant it, he's a Das Yachid, and nobody, who knows if we can trust the Me'iri's Misora. Number two, the Rav himself should have argued in the other places. In Nachas Beis HaBechira, in Perek Zayin Alach HaZayin, where the Rambam talks about Mora Mikdash, the Rav doesn't say a word. There's an Isra of Mora. There's a mitzvah of Mora. So the Rav doesn't say a word there in Zion Zion. Or in Perek Yutes, Maisa Karbanos, Halacha Tezvav, where he talks about Shchutei Chutz. Right, and Shechitas Pnim, the Rambam says, Misha Shachar Kachem Bizman Hazeh, Vehelam Chutz Lazara Chayiv. Why are you Chayiv for Shechitas Chutz today? Mreshu Royally Kari Bifnim, because you can bring it inside. Shrey Mutter Lahakri Avav Eishen Bayis. Mreshu Kedushu Rishon, Akishu Lashad, Akishu Lashalavo. So the Ravid doesn't say a word there. So most assume that even Laravid, it's not Mutter. That's what most Achronim assume. Even the Ravid, it is not Mutter. The Ravid says the words Ein Bo Karis. He just meant he's not a full-fledged Avaryan. The Binyan Sion says in the second Shuvah, remember the first couple of Shuvahs in the Binyan Sion, Rebecca Vettlinger, Baal Arach Laner, were about issues of of Tzion and Kedushas Beis HaMikdash and the Kedusha of the Kotel, and what does Shechina mean? That is the first couple of Shuvas relating to the new Yishuv. So the Binyan Tzion there says also, the Ravid is not saying Mutter. The Ravid is saying, are you considered fully Pasul Le'edis if you do that? Says the Binyan Tzion, Sheyotze Bishitas Arambam, the Bishayachas Atal Lasham Chayef Kares, Vimkin Rasha, who Pasul Le'edis also. Kasav Dein Bo Kares, Tanami Safek, Ein Ladunu Kachayef Kares, Pasul Le'edis. Kin Yolani Yazdaiti Lahashva Sof Devi Ravid, Im Tchilas Dvarav, to put it with the earlier part of the Ravid. Okay, so it's just for a certain halacha. The Tzitz Eliezer also notes that it could be the Ravid, even the Ravid would agree today when the country is controlled by Jews, and you know could be different. Yitachein says the I'll read the Tzitz Eliezer. Mikom Makom, this is Chelek Yusim and Aleph. Zeu Dafka Kolot Shenimsu Amakom Va'ares Biara Akom Ukfiyeh Shemiri Sover Sham Le'ikra Tam Deloka Rambam V'chulu Aval Kishachazar HaMikdash Lios Tachas Rishus Yisrael Kibizmanenu Azai Kishem Shiyish Lomar Shachazar Kedusha Sa'aretz Kach. Right, just like the Kedushas Ha'aretz might have returned regarding certain halachas and tearing kriya and other things, va'od mikol shekein sheish lomar shechazor gam kedushas makom hamikdash v'gam elu shesover osha mutar likanes levi ma shasham ha'meiri yodu gam hema sha'aval kahayom hazeh also likanes l'sham ha'chayavim kares. It could be that they would agree bizman hazeh to the different reality. Assuming that there is Kedusha, according to the Rivas, that we just have a Lumdus question, and that is, again, this is like Tosfos. Tosfos and Arsugya. That's how we got to this. They hold that the Kedusha is eternal, like the Rambam says. But according to what we've seen, the Rivas also seems to hold that it's eternal. But for some reason, he says Ein Bo Kares. So what's the Chilik for the Rivas? What's the compromise? It does have Kedusha, but Ein Bo Kares. So the Gemara discusses in Maseches Zvachim and Daf Chav Gimel. What happens if a rock was moved out of, or that one of the tiles of the Azara was missing and the coin stands in that spot? Is that a problem? Because he's not on the floor of the Azara, he's on the underneath the floor. So the Gemara's question is, says the Gemara, Ki Kaddish David Ritzpa Elyona Kaddish Odilma Adara Ditahomis Kaddish. What did David sanctify? Does he sanctify only the upper level or underneath? If he's underneath, then this coin is fine. Or did he only sanctify the upper level? So Esau says, what do you mean, David? Kaddish David? David didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the Gemara talking about? Says Tosfos, David Kisha Ketibirish Bekuntris. V'afal gav de Shlomo Bana Habayis. David Kisha. Even though Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, David sanctified the Beis HaMikdash. Right? What is the deeper idea here? So explains Rav Zsolti, right, in 1968, in Torah Shel Peh and others. There are two kedushas of Har HaBayis, two kedushas mikdash. There's one you could call it different things. One might be kedushas mikdash. One might be called kedushas makom or makom shel mikdash. Kedushas mechitzos and kedushas makom. One type of kedusha is the structure itself. There's a certain level of full kedusha there, and that for the Ravid is when there is full kedusha, only when there is a structure. And that's what the isser of going inside Tuma with a chi of kares, that's totally on kedushas mikdash, not kedushas makom. But even without kedushas mikdash, there is full kedushas makom midaraisa, and there's still an isser daraisa to go in there. You wouldn't get kares, but there's still an isser. The Rambam would say no such thing. The Rambam would say maybe there's two ideas of kedushas makom and kedushas mikdash, but even without the physical Beis HaMikdash, the Kedushas Mikdash would still apply. Right? Where do you see this idea? So first of all, you might see this for David and Shlomo. David was Mekadesh Kedushas Makom. Shlomo added on the Kedushas Mikdash. That's the added point. But David already bought the land, and he did all he can, and he was Mekadesh the Ritzpah. Also interesting, we know that the Rambam has, based on the Chazal, and Rashi quotes this in by Midbar 2, we have the three Machanas. We have Machane Yisrael, right? All of Yerushalayim. We have Machane Leviyah, all of Har HaBayis and the Machane Shechina going inside, right? Those are the three Machanas. The Rambam says that in Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Aleph. Shosh Machanos Hayu BaMidbar, Machane Yisrael, Arba Machanos, Machane Leviyah, right? That was around the Mishkan, and the Machane Shechina, which was inside. Uknegd and Ladoros, Mipetach Yerushalayim and Har HaBayis ke Machane Yisrael, all of Yerushalayim is like Machane Yisrael, per Pesach Har HaBayis until the Azara is, until Shar Nikinar, right? Har HaBayis until the Shar Nikinar is the Machane Leviyah, and the Pesach Azara inside is Machane Shechina. So it's interesting. Pesach Hazara we know that there are different levels of Kedusha. There's the first 11 Amos are Ezras Yisrael, then the next 11 are Ezras Kohanim, and then you have Bein HaMizbeach, then you have Bein HaUlam V'Lam Mizbeach, and then you have the Ulam, and then you have the Heichal, and then you have the Kodesh Kedoshim. So you have many different levels, but they're all Machane Shechina. Why? Because when it comes to the Kedushas Makom, there are no Chilukim. All the Machane Shechina are all the same. Kedushas Migdash, when you have a Migdash, they're all different. They're all different levels. But that is the Chilik and the Svara for the Raivik. Kedushas Migdash and Kedushas Makom. So Dava was Makadish the Makom, Shlomo was Makadish the Migdash. According to the Rambam, both still exist. Because the Ravid, maybe one exists without the other. And Rav Jolti says, the Chiddush of the Ravid is that the Isser Kares goes on, it flows from Kedushas Mikdash and not just Kedushas Makom. The Rav Kook also, in Mishpat Kohen, and Simon Sadi Vav also talks about this. Shebevada inyin miyuchad yish b'Kedushas Makom ha-Mikdash, mash'enkim b'shar mini Kedushas ha-Guf, sheish kan shtei Kedushos morkavos zu bazu. Kedushas Makom u'Kedushas Mechitzos. U'lachachila ein lem psir zu below zu. Lachadchila, when you have a base of Migdash, Shabinyan, below a makom, a nivchar, al pi Hashem, lo chalav kdusha base olamim, v'chein a makom, lo binyan, gam ken lo chalav kdusha. But, l'shaita, we have two inyanim, and that's what we have to recognize, and that's the shita of the Ravid, according to Rav Jalti. Okay, we'll stop here.